Thank you very much for joining us on today's lifestyle. Inshallah, today I'm going to be sharing with you a recipe of a dessert. It's something that is actually very popular with kids, and we tried to make it really healthy. Should I reveal it?
Oh, yes, why not? Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to be doing strawberry donuts, but they're not yeast-based donuts. They're cake donuts. I'm going to be doing a glaze.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Because I know Sister Zainab is here. I'm going to be doing a glaze, inshallah, a strawberry glaze, which I think is pretty healthy. So my pot is actually quite hot. And again, I'm using copper pot. I'm going to add this in here. So I've just roughly chopped them. Yeah? I've just roughly chopped the strawberries. I'm going to let them cook a little bit. And then I'm going to add a tiny bit of water to it. This is going to start boiling. It's actually starting to boil. I'm going to add a little bit more water. And then, like I said, I don't like to give measurements. It depends on how sweet or tart your strawberries are and how sweet or tart you want your sauce to be. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you have to keep tasting it to see how sweet you want it to be. I'm going to add some powdered sugar, but I'm not going to add it now. Yeah. It has to boil a little bit. And then...
Maybe soften somehow?
Yeah, it's going to get softened. And now I'm going to share the ingredients for our strawberry donut cakes. This recipe calls for 1 1/4 cups of flour, 1/2 cup of sour cream. You can also use buttermilk. And in order to use buttermilk, you don't need to go to the supermarket to buy buttermilk. If, for example, for every cup of milk, you add 1 tablespoon of white vinegar, you mix it and you let it sit for like 5 minutes, and then you have buttermilk. We have one egg, less than 60 grams of butter, 50 to 60 grams of butter, and 1/2 cup of sugar. Now, we have 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder. Now, these things are the ones that I added to the recipe, and I find them to be so good. And really, these, I highly recommend you make them with these, because they become so much healthier. Now, let me tell you what they are.
Healthier really does add richness to the taste, it does. Doesn't it? It's not just like, oh, it's good for my body. You amazed how
good.
Rich it tastes.
And you know, when your kids, they get used to healthy stuff, even healthy desserts, they're gonna stay like that. They're not like, ugh, white bread, you know, like, or like, ugh, broccoli. Alhamdulillah, my son loves broccoli. And when I see like kids, they're always like, ew, vegetables, or parents are having a hard time giving their kids vegetables. I hope he stays like this. But it's just how you make them used to it. So the secret ingredients. I add wheat bran to it. Mm. You can add up to like 1 tablespoon, 2 tablespoons. Now remember, the more you add, the heavier they will become. So don't add too much. Don't go like overboard and become like super healthy.
Get healthy in one recipe.
Exactly. this is wheat germ. Wheat germ is really, really good for your health. This is, I actually used, I think, 1 1/2 teaspoons of wheat germ. And this, my dear friends, is so good that you should add it to like every drink that you have. It's malt powder. Mm-hmm. And malt powder is so healthy, because once I was making a hot chocolate recipe that called for malt powder, and I was like, I had never used it before. And then I was like, when I was making these muffins or like donuts, I knew my son was going to eat it. So I was like, I want it to be super healthy. So I added this, and now like I add it to all my sweets. So
and you find it everywhere?
Yeah, I found it from the supermarket.
Okay,
and they have like a more expensive one, cheaper ones. So I'm going to add my... flour. I'm going to add my dry ingredients into here, the malt powder, and always try to sieve your dry ingredients, especially your flour, or if you're using cocoa powder, always sieve it. I'm going to add everything in here.
So what difference does it make to the actual finished product?
It aerates the dough, not the dough, the batter. Mm-hmm. And it
so
really,
it makes
really,
it lighter,
exactly,
lighter.
Definitely. And sometimes you have like lumps, especially if you're adding baking powder and baking soda. Sometimes, you know, like you're eating cake and there's this really, because it tastes really bad if you just have it like that, right? I really recommend you try it because it tastes so good. And then I'm going to add my half a cup of sugar. All right. Now, my dear friends, remember that we're going to give this a small whisk. These are my chopped strawberries. Oh, I forgot to mention the strawberries. We have 3/4 cups of roughly chopped strawberries. As you see, the pieces are quite big. I like them to be like, so you feel the strawberries in the cake. You can make them smaller, but do not puree them because they're going to just be like really mushy. Now remember, this is a very, very important step in making this recipe. Add the chopped strawberries to your dry mix. Why? Because if you don't add it, if you don't cover with, coat the strawberries with flour, they're going to sink to the bottom. So you have like the bottom is going to burn with the strawberries. But when you mix it with flour,
nice. I always had this problem with every fruit I was.
Whenever you're using something wet or any kind of fruit, try to always coat. Even like chocolate chips, they say, like you have to coat it with flour. So this is my dry ingredients, and this the really good thing about this recipe is that it's so easy. You know, it comes together in like what, 15 minutes.
This is the easiest one, the one that she's making.
So easy for me.
You're right.
I'm adding my egg. I have one egg, and this is organic egg. Free range organic egg. Always eat healthy. My sour cream. Buttermilk works great. I figure, personally, I don't like using milk in recipes, in cake recipes, because it makes the batter a little runny. And yogurt or sour milk and
yogurt is really good.
Buttermilk, it makes it really, really moist. So we're not going to waste.
Yeah, if you know how to substitute buttermilk for, you know, the substitute of it, rather, then it makes it easy. They just add lemon in it and you have buttermilk. And yogurt is so healthy.
This smells so good.
All right, especially Greek yogurt or, you know,
exactly.
Full cream.
Cream yogurt, Greek yogurt, full-fat yogurt. And when you're making buttermilk, don't use, like, skimmed milk because it already, like, it doesn't have, it's not really milk. It's like, you know, so light already. So if you want to make buttermilk from milk, make sure
it's
to use
paper bag milk.
I know.
It doesn't have anything in it.
Alhamdulillah, we are healthy and we can enjoy milk. You know, because sometimes the fat content of milk is so high that you can't even drink milk, you know?
Oh, yes, you're right.
All right. So there we go. I added my vanilla. Remember what I told you, being careful about buying vanilla in non-Muslim countries. Try not to, I mean, if you're buying the liquid vanilla, make sure that it doesn't have any alcohol element in it. And you know, the powdered ones are just as fine. I'm going to pour everything inside.
Yeah, there really is a difference between the powdered something and the essence of something. The, you know, and then the pure, the more natural, has really much higher.
You can replace honey or date syrup or even grape syrup, but you have to be careful about the adjustment because they're a little different. Like you can't use half a cup of honey for half a cup of sugar because that's liquid, you know. Strawberries.
Where's
I'm so excited about
they're boiling.
The water is finishing.
So the
reason I'm boiling it is actually because it takes the color out.
Oh, that's a good thing?
Yeah, it takes the color out of the strawberries because I'm going to be using it as a glaze. That's why. All right, I'm going to add my...
So you want the color.
To go
color out of it.
Instead of using food coloring, so many people use food coloring like a lot. And I see, like, when you have beautiful strawberries there, you're making a strawberry donut cake.
Of course, there's a slight difference in price.
Oh, yeah.
Between food coloring.
But you know what? You're going to, like we talked about it, you're going to spend the money on the doctor. All right, so you can puree this through the mixer, the hand mixer, or you can just leave it like this to have pieces of the strawberries. I'm going to add my batter because I have donut cakes. Trust me, it's way easier to use this one. It's a disposable piping bag. I'm going to put everything in here, and it's, as you see, it's a very hard batter. So I'm just going to put everything in here and then pipe it into my holes. Before you put them in the oven, you just have to tap them on the surface that you have. So you take the holes away. And then they go in the oven, 170 degrees, and bake for 20 to 25 minutes if they're muffins. Now, these are donuts, so I think they will need about 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah,
so
look at that.
Alhamdulillah, they've all come out beautifully. So I guess I'm finished. The muffins are in the oven baking. So for decorating, I'm going to take one, and I feel like this side looked prettier. You know what I was thinking? I'm just going to put this next to this sauce. Whoever wants it, they can just dip it inside and try it. So here's one.
That looks so good.
I'm going to pour some, and I'm going to drag it with the spoon. And that's it.
And of course, if you're into cream, you can put, or even yogurt, you know, yogurt on the, okay, I'm half German. They would put cream or yogurt with everything, you know, with the sauce, and add the cream or yogurt with it.
There's one version, and then Zainab's version.
Yes.
So inshallah, when you guys meet me next, I'm going to be serving this with the herbal tea.
Inshallah.